this is Tony Lloyd. Being a broadcaster for many years, I've witnessed some great stories in the music industry, and now I want to bring as many music stories to you as I can in this series of podcasts. My goal is that they will inspire others making their way in the music world.
Music Stories with Tony Lloyd.
John Fischel, welcome to Music Stories. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
You've got an amazing voice.
Thank you.
Love it. And you're from Nashville, is that right?
I'm previously from Nashville. Right now, I live right outside of Washington, D.C.
Okay. That's good. Well, we've got a very good connection on Zoom, so that's fantastic. You've got a new track out at the moment we're going to talk about called Carolina, California. So I want to talk all about that in a tick, but I want to delve deep into your past.
And, oh boy!
Don't worry, and find out how you got into music. You know, is this what you've always done? And so on. I understand you wrote Carolina, California a while back. So how did you get involved with music? Was it at school or something like that?
I had forced to take piano lessons.
Oh, really? Do you know what the last two or three people I've spoken to on Music Stories we've talked about that a lot, because I was forced to have music lessons, piano lessons.
Did you cry during the lessons with the teacher or while practicing?
More probably with the teacher. She was, bless her, she was a grumpy, fairly old lady, and it was quite strict and stern. You know, so I didn't enjoy it at all, but I got as far as grade 3 and then didn't take the exam.
Okay.
I suppose it's
I quit as well. And I got to tell you, it's one of the things I regret the most is quitting piano lessons when I did. And it really affected me negatively in my ability to play anything, of course, especially piano.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hopefully it doesn't give you nightmares. So what happened? I mean, when did you start doing music professionally?
Oh, well, I mean, quickly, what happened was, on the way into the piano lessons, I would have to walk by this rack of guitars at the music store. And, you know, grass is always greener. I would look at those guitars and like, Dad, you know, I want to play guitar. And he said, no, son, you know, piano is for serious and guitar is for, you know, just for fun. You will not have fun. You will play piano. Okay. And, started in bands in high school, and I really haven't stopped.
That's really good. So tell me about Carolina, California then. I hear that you wrote it about 20 years ago. What happened when you wrote it? Because there's a story to that, isn't there?
Yeah, I was a professor of music recording outside of Nashville at Middle Tennessee State University. And, like a lot of people, I went to Nashville and thinking I was going to, you know, take over the place. And very quickly, I was beat down and, you know, shown that, no, you will not be taking over the place. And in fact, we are going to kick your butt from here to there. And okay, you know, I was listening to a number of rock bands in Nashville at the time, and I fell in love with them, and I kind of felt I had permission to write a song like that. And it just so happened I needed a song in order to teach students about music production. I needed to have an example for them to record. So that was the origin of essentially the origin of the song. It came out to be a demonstration.
Fantastic. What's it about?
Really, it's about a failing, an imaginary failing relationship where, you know, one side of the equation wants to go to Carolina and the other wants to go to California. And it kind of illustrates how far apart they are and where their minds are at. You know, it's kind of a melancholy subject wrapped in a happy song.
How far apart are they? Because I don't know. I mean, America's a big place.
Oh, sure. The North and South Carolina are on the East Coast. Right. California's on the West Coast, and it's about 4,000 miles between them.
Wow. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that geography lesson. Much appreciated. I think we should have a listen to the song, don't you? Here we go.
You broke my bones, and you broke my heart. You said you're going back to California for a brand new start. The ocean waves along the Carolina coastline. It's so beautiful, but I miss it 'cause I'm missing you. Yeah. And the summer steals your kisses.
Both rocking in separate studios, thousands of miles apart, listening to that. That's brilliant. I love it, John.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Superb. And I understand you play most of the instruments on it as well. So it wasn't just the piano and the guitar.
No, I generally play all the instruments on all my songs except for drums. I'm a horrible drummer.
Right. I was just going to say how good the drums were.
Everybody says that. I've played it for so many people, and the first thing they say is, "Who is that drummer?" It's a running joke between me and the drummer.
Excellent. Well, that's incredible. So you record them, obviously multi-track, which was what we used to call it, and play them one at a time, and then mix them all together. Is that how you do it?
Yeah, build it up track by track. And, you know, I labor over it, and you know, usually I will record songs 10 and 15 times just because I have some kind of weird complex that it's never quite good enough, you know. But yeah, you know, it's a laborious process for me, but I enjoy every second of it, honestly.
That's good. Your website says that you are, quote, unconventional, unexpected, and a little unraveled.
I think that's true. I think the part that is unexpected about me is that, like, anything good that happens, no one expects it. Right. I certainly don't. This song is done pretty well on U.S. Top 40 radio. Doesn't belong on Top 40 radio at all. But that's where it landed, and here we are.
That's really cool, isn't it? What's next? What's next in your career? I know you've got a tour coming up in Great Britain.
Yes, sir. Here in March, we'll be doing some shows in Great Britain. We have a new single that was just come out this past Friday called Daisy Chains, and I'm hoping to, you know, do some damage with that one.
Excellent.
And you know, I do have a love song in the tank, which I'll be sending over for your other show.
Oh, right. Yeah, excellent. Yeah, thank you very much. You're also your tour is including a gig at the Camden Club in North London, which I know quite well. I filmed in the Camden Club.
Excellent. Well, I hope you feel invited to come out to that one, and anything else we're doing. We have one in Dublin Castle as well. I think we're doing two at the Camden Club. So I'm hoping if people like anything on the first one, they'll come around for the second one.
I'm sure they will. Okay. Well, all the dates and information, tickets, etc., are on your website, johnfishell.com. Fishell is FISHELL.com. And that's a brilliant website as well. I like your website. It's very, very cool and very professional looking. I like that. And that's where you can find out lots of information about John. Thank you so much for talking to me on Music Stories.
Thank you so much, Tony. It's such a boost for me to be on your show, and I really appreciate, you know, what you're doing and the help that you're able to give.
No problem at all. Good luck. Thanks again.
Tony Lloyd, creating audio and film worldwide.
Thank you.